September 20th through 26th. Doctrine and Covenants sections 106 through 108. To have the heavens opened. As you study Doctrine and Covenants sections 106 through 108, consider the spiritual experiences that members of your class may be having as they study these sections. As you prepare to teach them, it might be helpful to find out what they found meaningful before you meet together. Invite sharing. Invite class members to share a verse from these sections that teaches a principle that could strengthen someone in their church service. Teach the doctrine. Doctrine and Covenants, sections 106 and 108. The Lord instructs, encourages, and supports those he calls to serve. As class members study Doctrine and Covenants sections 106 and 108 this week, they may have found phrases that could help those serving in church callings. See this week's outline and Come Follow Me for individuals and families. Consider giving class members time to write phrases they found in these sections on the board and asking them to share their insights. What experiences have they had that relate to or illustrate these phrases? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107. The Lord leads His church through priesthood authority. You could begin a discussion about priesthood offices by inviting the class to make a list of reasons the Lord gives us prophets, apostles, and other church leaders. Perhaps class members could add to their list after reading Doctrine and Covenants, Section 107, verses 18 through 20. Then you could spend time reviewing the responsibilities the Lord gives those holding the following offices. The First Presidency, verses 9, verses 21 through 22, 65 through 66, and 91 through 92. The 12 Apostles, verses 23 through 24, 33 through 35, 38 and 58. The 70, verses 25 through 26, 34, and 93 through 97, and bishops, verses 13 through 17, 68 through 76, and 87 through 88. What can we do to uphold our leaders by our confidence, faith, and prayers? See verse 22. How would we answer if a friend not of our faith asked us, "What is the priesthood?" or "What are priesthood keys?" How might the teachings and additional resources affect our answers? Perhaps class members can also find helpful insights in Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 1 through 4 and 18 through 20. See also True to the Faith, pages 124 through 128. How does the priesthood help us receive the mysteries of the kingdom and have the heavens opened unto us? How does it help us enjoy the communion and presence of God the Father and Jesus? See verse 19. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 27 through 31, and verse 85. The Lord governs His kingdom through councils. President M. Russell Ballard said, quote, "I know councils are the Lord's way, and that He created all things in the universe through a heavenly council." End quote. See Family Councils in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2016. How can you help those you teach understand how to counsel together at home and at church? Perhaps you could ask a few members to come prepared to share their experiences at church or at home in which they applied principles of counseling in Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verses 27 through 31 and verse 85, or in President Ballard's message referenced above. Consider inviting class members during the week to come to class prepared to share ideas about what makes a council effective. Encourage class members to identify principles they learn from this discussion that will help them be more effective as they participate in future home and church councils. Additional resources. Priesthood authority. President Dallin H. Oaks taught, quote, "We are not accustomed to speaking of women having the authority of the priesthood in their church callings, but what other authority can it be? When a woman, young or old, is set apart to preach the gospel as a full-time missionary, she is given priesthood authority to perform a priesthood function. The same is true when a woman is set apart to function as an officer or teacher in a church organization under the direction of one who holds the keys of the priesthood. Whoever functions in an office or calling received from one who holds priesthood keys exercises priesthood authority in performing her or his assigned duties. End quote. From the Keys and Authority of the Priesthood, Ensigner Leah Hone, May 2014. President M. Russell Ballard said, quote, "Our Father in heaven is generous with his power. All men and all women have access to this power for help in their lives. All who have made sacred covenants with the Lord and who honor those covenants are eligible to receive personal revelation, to be blessed by the ministering of angels, to commune with God, to receive the fullness of the gospel, and ultimately to become heirs alongside Jesus Christ of all our Father has." End quote. From Men and Women in the Work of the Lord, New Era, April 2014. Improving our teaching. Help learners lift each other. Quote, "Each individual in your class is a rich source of testimony, insights, and experiences with living the gospel. Invite them to share with and lift each other." End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 5.